It is the end of our treble season celebration, I suppose. Liverpool win 3 trophies and qualify for the Champions League at the start of the following season. They are going to win the Charity Shield and they are going to absolutely blitz Bayern Munich in the European Super Cup. One of Liverpool's greatest European nights, even though it is in the Super Cup, that remains the case. That is what this side was capable of up until that moment. The other thing to point out in amongst this conversation as well is that Liverpool were going to suffer, obviously, with the loss of Gerard Houllier after the Leeds home game at the start of the following season. But ultimately, the side that wins the 3 trophies, 5 in a year under Gerard Houllier, that does ever so well. It's sort of the pinnacle of that team. Yes, it goes on to finish 2nd the following season, but it never quite manages to hit the heights and get the same sort of momentous run-up that this team managed to get. You can draw a through line from this European success right the way through until that game against Leverkusen away, at which point Liverpool lost their European mojo and don't really ever entirely reclaim it until Rafa Benitez arrives and Liverpool go on to Istanbul. The question we're posing, therefore, on this show at the end of this momentous week is, what could Liverpool have done better in the summer of 2001? Now, we know we speak with an unbelievable amount of hindsight. We've got 20 years of the stuff. But there is one clear, or arguably two clear things, and I'll lead the discussion on this, Sean Rogers, where Liverpool don't make a ton of sense. So very quickly, Liverpool's ins are John Arnautisa for $4 million from Monaco, Milan Baroš for $3.2 million from Banik Ostrava, Chris Kirkland for $6 million, Jerzy Dudek for $4.8 million. They go on and get an Elka around Christmas and they add Abel Xavier. Their outs are Christian Ziger on the 17th of July, no one else over the course of the summer. And then in November, they let Robbie Fowler go for $12 million to Leeds, $3.75 million for Sander Vesterveld in December. And they move on from there. Now, Sean, the truth of the matter is, at the time, the goalkeeper situation looked like a fuck up. Now it looks like an even bigger fuck up. It was quite funny that Liverpool managed to buy 2 goalkeepers in one day, having bought none all the way through the summer. But it's very difficult to rationalise that Gerard Houllier was convinced that Sander Vesterveld was the man he should move forward with. And in all honesty, the Houllier I know and love and loved, I would actually now argue, I'm stunned he wasn't more ruthless